Well, protests have been held across parts of Ukraine this week following the sacking of the country's defence minister, Mykhailo Fedorov, as part of a major overhaul of Ukraine's wartime government. President Volodymyr Zelensky has since dismissed his top general and appointed a new chief of army in an effort to appease protesters in what he hopes will be a turning point for Ukraine's war strategy. Meanwhile, European Union ambassadors have finally signed off on the latest package of sanctions against Russia. Kira Rudik is a Ukrainian MP and leader of the Holos Party. Kira, thousands of people joined mass demonstrations in Ukraine over the past week after President Zelensky dismissed the defence minister. Why has there been such a public outcry?
Because Minister Fedorov is a symbol of innovation in Ukrainian army. He is a symbol of the asymmetric steps that Ukraine is taking against Russia to defend ourselves and actually have a chance against enemy who is 10 times bigger than us and stronger than us. And he was a minister for only 6 months. He was showing amazing results. He was fighting corruption in the army and military procurement. He was producing innovation in drones in the battlefield. And so to stop him only after 6 months at the office felt like people were betrayed, felt like people were not being very straightforward with. And Ukrainian people feel it very well. And this is why there was this public outrage saying, if he is successful, why are you removing him?
Why was he removed? What's your understanding as to why?
So officially, President Zelensky said that it was because of the conflict between Minister Fedorov and previous commander-in-chief Alexander Sirsky, who is much more conservative in his approach. However, we all see that Minister Fedorov was getting more and more public support and becoming a very successful politician. So perhaps President Zelensky felt that removing him from his position will remove a potential rival in some future elections.
Have you seen protests like this before during the war regarding the future of a politician?
There has not been similar protests during the war. However, last year we had protests against removing the anti-corruption organs Freedom, and people were very upset about it as well. So it seems that right now when we don't have elections, people need a way to express themselves. And having so many people in the streets is showing you once again that Ukraine is a democracy and that we are able to remain democracy even at the toughest time of the war. But no, there has been not anything like that supporting any sort of politician before.
President Zelensky has since appointed a new chief of the army, Major General Drabaty, on Tuesday. What do we know about him?
So if we were talking that previous commander-in-chief was rather conservative in his approach, the new commander-in-chief, Mykhailo Drabaty, is rather an innovator. He is a representative of new, young Ukrainian military commanders. He proved himself at the battlefield, and he is extremely important and popular amongst Ukrainian civilians and Ukrainian military. So we have very high hopes on him, but also right now President Zelensky removed this obstacle that he said he had for having Minister Fedorov at his position. So this is why people on the streets are asking right now, if there was a conflict, right now this conflict is removed, why would not you return a successful Minister of Defence back to his position?
Do you think there's any chance that the minister will be reinstated, Kira?
According to President Zelensky, there are still negotiations where he's trying to find a place for Mr. Fedorov, so he will continue being concentrated on the battlefield and innovation at the battlefield. However, we do not see the results just yet, because it seems that by returning Minister Fedorov, President will show a sort of weakness that he can be pressured or he can be pushed and do what he did not intend to. But let's see, you know, since the beginning of full-scale invasion, We were all concentrated not on our political ambitions, but on how to make sure that we will survive the war and win the war. And we hope that at some point, President Zelensky will remember that one should put his ambitions aside rather to do what is necessary for his country.
The US Secretary of State Marco Rubio met with Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov on the sidelines of the ASEAN meeting in Manila yesterday. And Secretary Rubio said afterwards there needs to be, quote, new ideas put on the table to reach an agreement to end the war. What do you make of that? What do you think he's saying there?
He's saying here that obviously whatever was agreed on Alaska summit would not work anymore. We never agreed that we will give up on our territories. And right now, when Ukraine is so successful in attacking military targets within Russia, it's even more impossible that we will agree to giving up on our people and on our territories. Russia needs to understand that there is only one way for this war to end, is us pushing them away from our territories, Russia weakening out and sacrificing the future of their people just for some illusions of Putin and his surroundings. So we hope that that will change position of Russia's negotiation team, and so there could be some compromise found. And by compromise, we mean a ceasefire that will allow Ukraine to survive winter and also will allow Russia to stop losing their oil refineries and other important infrastructural and points inside Russia.
How would you describe the mood of the Ukrainian public at the moment, Kira?
So, no matter the protests, people still see that our army is doing a fantastic job, and we need to concentrate again on preparation to the very tough winter. We understand that even for some reason Russia will stop attacks on Ukraine, it will still be very hard to go through it. People are very concerned about the decision-making of President Zelensky. However, on the other hand, people are very happy that at least partial demands of the public were heard and Commander-in-Chief was replaced. So right now there is this time of the when everybody's waiting if President will do the right thing.
Kira Rydick, thank you very much for joining me this morning.
Thank you, Sally, and thank you so much.